Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this shows you the difference between the American and European justice system. In Texas, a man will not be charged after ending his daughter's molester. Meanwhile, in Europe, a father throws a chair at a judge after a driver ended his daughter and her grandparents in a car accident only to get 120 hours community service. I wonder how many years this guy got for throwing the chair. The logical thing would have been to hunt down the driver afterwards. He would have been a lot safer in prison. Moving on, is it true that when Democrats don't get their way, they get dangerous? Many would say the Republicans didn't get their way either in 2020, and stomped the Capitol, injuring 120 cops. Those attackers should be punished if they did that, but not the ones that were peaceful and that just went in and rearranged furniture. Maybe this picture illustrates what happens when the Democrats have their slaves taken away. Lincoln was also planning on deporting the slaves. Someone wasn't happy. Number three, the BBC was funded by USAID. Why is America funding foreign propaganda? Because it was a leftist propaganda department and didn't actually care about helping foreigners. Apparently they also paid $20 million to Angelina Jolie for what? Who knows? But they were even giving money to George Soros to attack America and spread rainbow trans ideology all over the world, as well as DEI initiatives. Those things weren't organic. They were top-down agendas paid for by stolen taxpayer money. Up next is something people are confused about, but it's really simple. That very attractive and very unattractive men show the highest amount of hostility towards women. The good-looking guys can treat women horribly because they're good-looking, and another woman will be along any moment now. The unattractive guys are also hostile because no matter what they do, women won't give them the time of day. So this does check out. Any questions? It's the men in the middle that have the most to lose by acting up. Number 5, before filming American Psycho, Christian Bale met the author of the book and dressed up in his character during their meeting. After 10 minutes, Bret Easton Ellis, the author, begged him to stop, saying it was the creepiest moment of his life. When I was watching American Psycho in the theater, I couldn't stop laughing. People around me were disturbed by my joy. Meanwhile, years later, I heard that Bale and the director had the same experience, giggling about it at the movie premiere while the humor went over everybody else's head. Moving on, this couple pay for 2 seats and get an extra one per Southwest customer of size policy. Yes, come fly the fat and flabby skies. But is half an extra seat really worth the shortened life expectancy? This is the new reality of fat privilege. Just pray they aren't in an exit row, or you'll get crushed in a stampede trying to get out of the plane during an emergency. Also, when she says she gets that seat for free, what she really means is everyone else subsidizes it. Number 7, forget about getting her a dozen roses. Get her a dozen eggs. They're about the same price these days. In the United States, it's $1 an egg in some places. Eggs are one of the few things where the brown ones are worth more. Unlike things like bread, of course. Also, if you really want to impress her, you can farm them yourself. The reason eggs in America are so expensive is because there are very few factory egg farms. And bird flu spread through them, forcing the hens to be culled. Up next, this guy is crying because ICE just arrested his whole crew by pretending to be the Spanish food truck. That would be awesome if it were true. I guess when you go fishing, you need to use the right bait. This sounds way too creative to be the federal government. Unless, of course, the 21-year-old weaponized autist hired by Elon Musk for Doge suggested this. Then I'd buy it. That they at least get to try the tacos before they were taken away. Then again, this guy's probably crying because he didn't get his order. Number 9, this woman accuses her husband of drinking too much coffee after birthing a black baby. She's clearly allergic to accountability, and he's too much of a simp to ask for a paternity test. She likes her babies, and he likes his coffee. I bet she even convinced him that she's incapable of cheating. The only question I really have is that baby decaffeinated? Even the dog knows that Dave needs to start asking more questions. Moving on, imagine my shock. Canada uncovers 10,000 fake student visas with 80% of fraud committed by Indians. Canada needs to follow the lead of America and start deporting illegals. By the end of 2025, we can in theory have 5 million illegals after their student visas and work permits expire. Maybe Trudeau is being blackmailed because an ex-diplomat claims that Trudeau's plane was full of coke during his visit to India. I'm not so sure about Justin, but Chrystia Freeland sure looks like she's all coked up. No wonder Canada's going broke. Number 11, I'm glad to see that these two people have good relationship goals. The old guy has a shirt that says he likes to finger paint, and the woman's shirt says, I'm paint. I hope his arthritic fingers are up for the challenge of getting roughed up by a cooch, rougher and drier than sandpaper. If I was still capable of being in a loving relationship, I'd say that this is funny, gross, creepy, and cute all at the same time. Up next, they say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. This says it all. Taxpayer-funded terrorism with their tents brought to you by the U.S. government. Here we have USAID also funding communists in Guatemala, I believe. You know what they say. Keep your friends close and your enemies even closer. Well, Trump is defunding the enemies, so now the U.S. government won't know what they're up to. USAID, for all we know, could have also been used to bribe foreigners to not attack America. Let's see what happens going forward. Number 13, hey guys, I think I figured out the reason that the birth rate is collapsing. Look at all the places that women refuse to go on a first date. Unless you fly them first class or take them to a Michelin star restaurant, they don't even want to roll out of bed to put on their muumuu anymore. But I smell horseshit. If a man is hot enough, they'll go anywhere with them. But this list isn't also complete. They forgot coffee. Women these days hate going out for coffee. Moving on, most Marxists think that the socioeconomic pie is fixed in size. But instead of just figuring out how to distribute the pie, capitalism bakes the pie bigger with productivity gains. They will lose their minds if AI makes everything abundant. Then the truth will finally come out. Then Marxism was never about material wealth, but about the envy of others. Communism is Karens and their Sims taking over the government. This graphic isn't correct, though, because under capitalism, they'd be in the actual stadium seats. Number 15, do you notice the pattern that the last bunch of boomstick maniacs identified as trans, non-binary, or as cross-dressers? Where are the incel maniacs? They don't exist. And it's just projection that single men that can't get a girlfriend are the real problem. If you want to blame anyone for this, then blame their mothers. Because mothers are the main influence for young guys to go trans. And all these guys were swept under the rug. This is a good reason to reopen the asylums. Up next, I hope she's just posing for a selfie instead of planning to discharge that boomstick. Otherwise, she's going to become a pirate. I'm sure she'll keep her eye and just get a shiner. She'll use the black eye to claim that her boyfriend abuses her, no doubt. That's probably the plan all along. This still isn't as cringy as the time when Trudeau held the hammer backwards to show that he was just one of the guys ready to work. Number 17 looks like the Amish are now playing video games. He's probably telling her that it's just like riding a horse, only faster. Once we ruin them next, there won't be anyone left to repopulate the earth. Also, look how pissed off that wife looks. She's probably saying, Obadiah, please give me your attention because you're always on that damn machine. She's as traditional as can be, and you can still see that female nature is universally bad. Then again, I might be wrong, and she's just judging his high score. Moving on, someone says to say something positive about gay people. Lukaku says, not only do they leave more girls for us, but they also take another dude with them. I guess it's a win-win situation. But telling this truth is probably considered hate speech these days. Many people are angry that guys go their own way for marriage. They should be happy, though, because we leave more girls for them as well. Also, for those saying that lesbians fall under that label, it's true. But there are twice as many gay men when compared to lesbians. Number 19, here are all the celebrities that were paid millions of dollars to travel to Ukraine. They don't even make that much money making movies anymore. What is this welfare for celebrities or something? That's $38.5 million. But seriously, they only gave Van Damme $1.5 million. I'm offended. Also, what did Jolie do there? Perhaps she donated some of her lip filler for ballistic projection. In the words of Elon Musk, USAID must die. Up next, Ira just turned 18, and your Lonely Fools account has just been approved. But why is she doing this? Looks like she's gotta sell it as fresh as possible. But it's probably just for attention and a little bit of pocket money. Because there's no way she's going to make more than a couple $100 a month. She looks too mid to make more money than that. But I think the real culprit here is nothing more than fatherless behavior. Number 21, why have the phones gone smaller since the 80s, but people have gone fatter? Or maybe I'm just seeing this wrong, and it just means that plastic went from the phone to the butt. Or somebody pooped their pants and their diaper just looks fuller. Also, why did it jump ahead 3 decades? I can't wait to see how big it gets in the next 20 years. Someone please explain this one to me. Moving on, scientists struggle to understand why Antarctica hasn't warmed over the last 70 years, despite the rise in CO2. Well, that's because the science doesn't agree with the agenda. They want it to melt so they can tax us more and force us to eat the bugs. the way things have been going recently, we're actually more likely to destroy ourselves with AI than we are with global warming. But this needs to be truthful and actually say government-funded scientists. Number 23, here we have Macaulay Culkin and Natalie Portman in a bar in 2002. Wow. Imagine running into Kevin McAllister and Queen Amidala at the bar back then. And if you're wondering, yes, both of them were of age, with him being 22 and her being 21. What I really want to know is why he's got red paint on his nails. Natalie sure does get around, and here she is when she was 18 and Moby was 33. He says they dated, but she says they didn't. What does this picture tell you? Up next, Spain's leftoid prime minister wants the anonymity of all users on social media. Funny enough, even conservatives support this. Without any anonymity, there won't be true democracy because people will be afraid to speak up for the fear of being canceled. The conservatives want anonymity to protect the children from corn. That's their excuse. The left wants to end hate speech. And then there's me in the middle just trying to avoid being canceled while fapping off in the darkness. Number 25 and the last one, in an alternate reality, this is a glimpse of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift in 10 years, if they were never famous. Where they are today, this looks like about 30 buckets of KFC from now. Maybe this could be Swift's new album cover. Wouldn't that be something? The sad thing is that even with all their fame and fortune, this doppelganger couple still looks a lot happier than the real Swift and Kelce. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.